Well, continuing our survey of news, Washington Buzz, President Trump attends as Gina Haspel is sworn in as the CIA's first female director. The president demands the feds investigate the FBI, Department of Justice investigate the FBI. Secretary of State Pompeo lays out an extensive list of conditions for the Iranians for any new deal, and no way it is presumed that Iran would ever accept. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy, live from Washington, on some of these stories. And Stephen, your sense of what rises to the top today.
Well, what's happening right now, Alan, as we speak, is the Deputy Attorney General, the FBI Director, the head of the intelligence community are all here at the White House meeting with President Trump. This press secretary, Sarah Sanders, tells us it's to discuss the standing request that Republicans up on Capitol Hill have had for a couple of months now for documents on the Russia probe. But it follows yesterday's tweet by the president, those angry tweets, in which he said he would demand some kind of probe or investigation into how the Justice Department conducted the Russia probe in the fall of 2016 and whether, for political purposes, his campaign was infiltrated or surveilled. And the president said yesterday he would demand such a review. The deputy attorney general, the head of the Russia probe, who's here at the White House meeting with the president today, yesterday tasked the inspector general of the Justice Department with leading that review because he said in a statement it's important if there was an impropriety involving possible surveillance or even an infiltration of anyone's campaign, that that's something that the Justice Department should know about so it can take appropriate action.
Can the president make such a demand?
Well, you know, there are some scholars who say that, yes, the president can instruct the Justice Department to do just about anything. Of course, there are many legal experts who say that it's inappropriate for the president of the United States to be reaching down into the Department of Justice to be toying with or meddling with some kind of an ongoing investigation. The question is, you know, how intense is this dynamic between the president and the deputy attorney general, and how much more intense might things get? So far, the deputy attorney general has decided to task the inspector general with this review. Whether that will be enough to satisfy the president is an open question. There was no White House briefing today, no opportunity to ask Sarah Sanders about it. We'll see about tomorrow. But I did hear one ally of the president say in an interview this morning that it's not enough to have the inspector general do this review. He wants to see career federal prosecutors in the Justice Department conducting this review because Joe DeGenova, himself a former prosecutor who is, as I mentioned, a key ally of the president's, he says that the inspector general does not have the subpoena power to bring in people who have left the Justice.
Well, are we talking paradoxically about another special counsel just like Robert Mueller doing this?
Well, there are calls for that. I mean, Republicans up on Capitol Hill have been calling for that for months. But whether the Justice Department is inclined to follow suit is an open question. Right now, it looks like the only person who could make that decision decide to do it is the Deputy Attorney General, with Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, having recused himself.
Okay, so Sessions is recused from that as well.
Well, Sessions, the only person who determines the scope of the recusal is the person who actually recuses himself.
Yeah.
And Jeff Sessions, decided to, because he was a senior advisor to the Trump campaign, has decided not to have any hand in this.
There you go. All right, Stephen Portnoy, thank you as always.